Amen. God is good. Amen. If you follow your program, there's a change in your program. It's because of this the way we are. We are in the house of God. The light we have, there always be a change in the life. Amen. Before we begin with our study this morning, I should say it a study because we read together. Amen. So we ask God to help us. Father God, please be with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. What I have in my hand is the fact. It's the Holy Bible. Not the Holy Book. But the Holy Bible, it is His Word. God speaks to us today by reading His Word. God can speak to us by using a different people, a different nationality. People come from all over the world to share His Word. So, about 7 o'clock this morning, my phone rang. I wonder who that is. I pick it up. It was David Miguel. He is a brother. I won't be able to make it today. He's supposed to do the sermon this morning. But he said, are you willing to help me? I said, yes. If God calls me, I always will be say yes. There is also some changes in the bulletin too. That if you follow, the names are in there. There are some names are not in there. Anyway, we have to be ready, right? Amen. So, what I want to share this morning is that we are as a Seventh-day Adventist. What is your hope? What is that you're hoping for? My background was a Buddhist. Also, I was a Sunday keeper. I used to go to Sunday church for many years. I studied. Very seldom I hear people say Jesus is coming soon. Not until when I became a Seventh-day Adventist. So this morning, what I'm going to share is one of the Seventh-day Adventist sermons ever preached. One of them. This is only one, but there are more than that. My message this morning is looking for the blessed hope. Even before 1844, people back then, they were called Adventists, but there were no Seventh-day Adventists yet. There were people that were looking and waiting for the soon return of the Messiah. Amen. So, 2 years ago, I went for the meeting, for the UN Pacific meeting in Arizona. That's me. I check in at the airport. And I know I'm on my way to my destination. At International Airport, while I was waiting for my flight to come, wait, finally, here come my flight, Southwest, flying from San Jose International Airport to Phoenix, Arizona. Finally, my flight came. That is my hope. When people are waiting at the gate, everybody's waiting, watching, which one is my flight? Finally, my flight arrived. And this one is when I came back. When I came back from Arizona, Phoenix, as soon as the airplane took off from the airport, about a minute later, I looked down. Oh, my God. Oh, boy, that was about 35,000 feet. Luckily, I sat by the window, so I took the picture. That means about 35,000 feet as I was on my way back to San Jose. Friend, now, my hope, my destination is going to Arizona, Phoenix. Now, what is your hope and my hope today? There are many religious leaders today are looking for, and they are still looking for their Messiah. Many religions today are teaching that Messiah is coming. But Messiah is already here. He was here over 2,000 years ago. Why do you think they did not recognize that Jesus is the Messiah? The Messiah was already here. The Savior is already here. They still did not believe that Jesus is the Messiah, including the Israel and the Jewish people. Even today and now, they're still waiting for the Messiah. Unfortunately, the Messiah was already here. He was here. And he went up, and he is coming soon again. Let us read. We are reading from the same scripture, the same Bible that was written over 2,000 years ago. Let us read. James chapter 5 verse 7. That is our scripture reading for this morning. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. My dear friends, my religion taught me to wait for the Messiah. Since I was born, Buddha taught that the Messiah is coming. He has never mentioned the name Jesus, because in the old days, the Messiah has many names. This is what we are talking about, the true Messiah. What is James talking about? James is talking about, he's telling those people who are waiting for the Messiah. And he's telling, especially for those who received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. After you have received him, you have to wait, be patient. This world is not our home. It's not your house. It's not my home. Of course, problems are everywhere. You cannot get away from the evil things and the problems. We're living in a sinful world. Where can you go? When the rain comes, where are you going? Where will you go? You will get wet. My friend, Satan doesn't want you and I to meet Jesus. He's trying to keep you and me in this world here. He wants you and I to look to this world instead of looking up to the kingdom of God. Therefore, while we are waiting, we have to be patient, even though you're going through tough time in your life. I used to work in farmer when I was young. There are two rains in a year. The first rain is when we start to plow, to plant the seed. And then the second rain is October, November. That's when I used to grow rice, so I know exactly what the farmer they are growing rice and growing fruits. Friends, every time when I drive to Fresno, I see apple fields. Oh man, That reminds me. That reminds me when I used to be a farmer. Now, when the farmer, after the plant, after the they have all the plants that they have, they were waiting to eat the fruits. Soon enough, here come, you have the fruit. Now, when we're waiting for Jesus to return, while we're waiting, he comes late. Now, we get discouraged. Let us continue reading. James chapter 5, verse 8. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at the door. At hand, Jesus is coming soon. Whatever you see is happening today, the politician, GOP leader, they're talking about safety, talking about peace of the world. There's no way. We don't decide to make peace. As human being, this is a sinful world. This world is ruined in S-I-N. The world is ruined in sin. Where can you find peace in the world? We have a group of people called UN. It's from United Nations. There were no UN before, not until after World War II. We started here in San Francisco and then moved to New York. Where UN headquarters today is in New York. Start talking about peace. Because look at what the Bible says here. Be patient because Jesus is coming soon. My friend, I know you're going through a tough time. You may be sick. You may lost your one, lost your loved one. I lost many too. And I lost the young one I just lost about 5 years ago. Many of us, that is now is your memory. When you go to, in May, when you go to your to a cemetery, you go to visit them. And I know, because I am a Seventh-day Adventist, I know that when Jesus comes back, my son will wake up, I will meet him again. My friend, this is your hope and my hope. Put that finger cross in your heart. If I don't believe that hope, if I don't know that Jesus is coming soon, you don't see me here in the church today. You don't see me here. Satan is looking. Remember, John 10:10, Satan is what? Satan is trying to get you anywhere, anytime, anything he can. Let's go on. Now, Satan knew all the way along. He already knew that Jesus someday will come and take anyone who believed, anyone who received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. He's trying his best, his way, to keep you and I not going to meet with Jesus. Friends, if you plan to go anywhere, especially traveling, if you go from here to Asia, there are a lot of preparation. A lot of preparation. When I went to Europe, I also prepared a lot. Not only buy my ticket, I also prepared what to wear. I also prepare, be ready the time that I will get to the airport. My friends, now if you are not ready, if you are not prepared, we will miss the flight. The flight that there's only one flight that will take us to God, to heaven, is only through Jesus. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with his shout, with a voice of archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will arise first. Now, this is the message of every Seventh-day Adventist church around the world. Last night, I spoke with the vice president of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Laos. He said, today, we have seen God's power. My home is a communist country. It was forbidden. you cannot tell people about Jesus. But today, hallelujah, God opened up the door. People over there, they hear the voice of God. They hear the good news about salvation. The God whom they were waiting for is already here, and he's coming soon. That is Jesus. Amen. The God that we have been waiting a long, long time ago with our ancestor, our elderly from Buddhism, Buddha taught that the Messiah is coming soon. We don't know who that Messiah is. For when I became a Christian, Jesus said, I am that Messiah. Amen. Even though this morning we are going through tough time, we are going through difficulty in life, but don't forget, Jesus is coming soon. Now, if we cannot endure, if we cannot take that temptation, if we cannot take that heat, if we cannot live with sin, we cannot see God. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, and verse 7, verse 8 says clearly, for those who have the heart is not pure, if the heart is not clean, if the heart is not right, we can't see God. We cannot see God. Now, while we are waiting for his to come soon, if you are not being patient, if you are not endure for all the evil things, for what you see in the world today, there is no way for you and I to see Jesus face to face. My friend, because the Bible says very, very clearly, when Jesus comes back, let's say if he comes right now, you and I, we are still living. We are still living. We will be caught up with God in 1 second, in a twinkling of an eye. We will see Jesus. For those who are dead in Christ, meaning maybe King David, maybe Peter, anyone who received Jesus as Lord Savior, they passed away. They died already. They too will hear the voice of God. They will come out from their graves and meet the Lord in the air. Amen. That is our hope. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17 says, Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Remember, when Jesus comes back, his feet will not touch the earth. Will not touch the earth. Everywhere, everyone, doesn't matter if you believe him or not. In term, if your background, maybe you are a Muslim, Islam, they hate Christian a lot. My friend, trust me, I studied theology. I studied about religion for 4 years. They don't like us. If you claim the name of Jesus, they don't like. Friend, it is written in their Bible. It's called Quran in chapter 23 and chapter 19. Friend, we are waiting for the Messiah to come. In 1 second, in a twinkling of an eye, all of us who believe and remain trusting and remain believing in Jesus, when he comes, we will meet the Lord in the air for sure. That is why we have to be patient and wait that he is coming soon. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, incorruptible will be changed. My body is a sinful nature. I'm a sinner. Every human being, our bodies are mortal. God alone is immortal. The immortality is God alone. One day, when Jesus comes back, my friend, we will be changed. We will be changed. We are on our way to meet the Lord in heaven. While we are waiting, we have to be strong. I know we are weak, but God is strong. Friends, if we cannot Wait until that time, no one will see God. Amen. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must be put on immortality. Amen. The body we have, David just called me this morning. Brother, I can't make it. Man of sin. This is a sinful world. You can escape from sick, pain, suffering, difficulty, and sorrow. That's what the world offers us. The world can offer you pleasure, offer you peace, can offer you happiness, just only temporary. But tomorrow, remember, you will get up tomorrow morning, and the problem is still they are still stuck in your mind. You still think about it. All the things, all the problems that we are facing today will never go away. Not until when he comes back. Amen. Second one, the angel will come forth, separate the wicked among the just. This is what the Bible says, Matthew chapter 25. When Jesus comes back, he will come with thousands of angels. And when he comes back, he will divide people ever live in this world. Whatever, the dead and alive will be divided into two parts. One, for those who receive him as the Lord and Savior and wait for his soon return. And the other, they have received him, but they passed away or they died already. The second group are those people who do not believe. They have the opportunity. You heard about the Messiah. You heard about Jesus coming soon, but you decided not to believe, not to receive him. You don't accept him as the Lord and Savior. And now you die. Your time is up. There's no chance for you to repent when you die. My friend, this is our hope, that God, when he comes back, he will divide between good and evil people. When Jesus comes back, when I used to go to Sunday church, because I came from there. Whatever you go to Roman Catholic Church or you go to Episcopal Church, Episcopalian. In 1 year, I heard people talk about the soon return only one time. But when I became a Seventh-day Adventist, which I am now, I hear people and the minister, they're talking about the soon return using every single time. Even though they believe that Christ is coming soon, they will tell you, this is how he will come. No. They use the same Bible verses and tell you a different meaning. For example, you go to Jehovah's Witness. Guess what? They said, Jesus is coming soon. How? That is another story. I won't tell you. They never say that every eye will see in Jesus. Read it together with me. Here, when Jesus comes, he will come as a literal, personal, visible, audible, glorious, climatic, decisive. You see, this is how he will return. This is how. Even my Buddhist religion, Buddha taught that the Savior, he has a mark. And his head also has a name written. But these people, when they knew the message about Jesus, they decided not to believe in Jesus. They are still waiting for that Messiah to come. So secondly, Christ coming as a thief refers not to how he comes, but to when he comes. It is unexpected. It is a surprise to those who are
unprepared.
Why the Bible says Jesus comes, he will come as a thief of the night. If you know someone is coming to your door, don't you think you would wait at the door? My friend, why these Sunday people tell people that Jesus comes, when he comes, he's not going to come like what the Bible says. They read in one way, they interpret it into the other way. I thank God that God put me into missionary for 4 years. I'm standing here today. It's a fact. I know for sure. Whatever I'm sharing you is from him. God put his word into all of us. We go and tell people. Why? Other people have a different idea of how Jesus comes back. It's because you don't know. That doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that when you don't know, Jesus is not going to come. He will come whether you believe him or not. When the time is right. Galatians chapter 4 verse 4. When the time is right. When the time was fully right, God sent forth his son. When the time is right, Jesus will come, whether you're ready or not. Amen. The second one, he will come with clouds of heaven. Every eye will see him. All tribes of the earth will see him come. Every ear hear great earthquake with sound of a trumpet raises the dead. Amen. You know, I came from a country that has a king. You don't know what the king is all about because you don't live in a country that has a king. Right now, my country has no more king. After 1975, no more king. Now, if the king, whenever the king will come to visit your city, your town, oh boy, at least 2 months, the messenger came to the city. The king is coming. The king is coming. He's coming. What is his message? We don't know. But we have prepared to hear what he has to say to the people. Amen. Even President Trump, any president of the United States, they plan to go to visit any country for many, many months, many weeks. Many months, many weeks. Now the king said, the last king that I saw, I still was young, he said, I will come to see the Lao public people of Laos. Because he knew the communists already came. He knew he will no longer be the king. He announced, oh boy, when he came, wherever you are, you heard the very, very loud noises. What do you call that? I don't call it speakerphone. You know the speaker that they use battery inside? Every rows of the army soldiers, they carry one. Each one blows their horns. Wherever you go, you hear that horn. You hear the blowing horn. The king is coming soon. So when the king came, at last, the last minute, he said goodbye. I think he knew already that he will be no longer king. He said goodbye. After that, we never see him again. The communists came over. Friend, this is what our hope. We are looking to our new king. The king is coming soon. After Jesus rose from the dead, it is written in the book of Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He led his disciples to the city called Bethany. Today is the same city, Bethany, close to Jerusalem. And he told them, you are with me all this time. You need to go tell people that who I am. I'm coming soon. While Jesus was taken up to heaven,
people, they were watching while he was taken up to heaven. Now, remember, every time when Jesus goes up to heaven, there must be a holy angel. It's a witness. To witness that we, as human beings, believe what the Bible says is true. Now, while the angel, while Jesus was lifting up, he was carrying up to heaven, the angel told the people there, "You Galilee, what you are waiting, what you are watching, the same Jesus who will go, who is now going up from you, will come again." Let us read. The same Jesus, this in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, who was taken from you, up from you into heaven, will also come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
Amen.
This is our hope. This is your hope today. Now, what Jesus is saying here is that what the angel told us here today is a hope, is a message, is a true story that the same Jesus is going up from you right now. He is coming back. He is coming soon. Amen. Today, we are reading the same scripture and the same Bible text that was written over 2,000 years ago. The same Jesus who we are talking about, he is coming soon. That is our hope. That is a message from the Seventh-day Adventist Church around the world. We are waiting for the soon return of Jesus. That is your hope. That is my hope. So don't lose your hope, my friend. Don't lose your hope. When you're facing problem, tough time in your life, don't worry. Look to Jesus. Amen. When you go to court, don't forget that you have attorney. Your attorney will speak for you. Your attorney, your public defender will speak for you. Now, my attorney, my public defender is Jesus. He's standing in the house of God in the kingdom of heaven. The most holy place in heaven is saying, "Oh God, here I am. Let them in to the kingdom of God. I came from there. I know how they are. Let them in." Amen. This is our hope. Then Jesus is coming soon. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why our home is not here. Our home is in heaven. If this is our home, if this is heaven, as all the Christian denominations say, that you don't have to die. If this is our home, we don't have to feel the pain. We don't have to have someone come to you and say, "Oh, I'm sick. I feel sick." We don't have to have someone come to you, "Oh, I have a court date tomorrow." We don't have to have someone say, "Oh, my loved one just passed away." As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, I went to my dear friend's funeral in Sacramento. He used to come to Seventh-day Adventist Church, and then he left the church for many years. I didn't know where he was, so I found out where he was when he passed away. He made a promise. He made a promise to my friend. So my friend told me about it. He said, "When I die, I want a Seventh-day Adventist pastor to do the service for me. I want to hear the word coming soon." My friend, I went there to Sacramento. I conduct the funeral service for him. I prayed. I said, "Lord, he kept his promise. I'm now standing in front of these people. These people, they don't know you, but this man, he knew you. When he left this world, he left with you. His heart is with you." My friend, that is our hope. My hope is that God is coming soon. Our home is not here. That's why today you feel sad. Tomorrow you will cry. Don't worry. God is on your side. Amen. He's coming soon. Don't lose your hope. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, again, continue. Just continue from verse 21. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body? Remember, our bodies, my body is a mortal body. My body is a sin man. One day I will feel pain. One day I'm going to get sick. I am sick. One day I will have to leave my body into where I came from, my friend. One day when Jesus comes back, my body will transform into his glorious body, this corrupted body into his immortal. I will have the immortality. I will have the eternal life. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the truth. There's no other way. Even though we know, even though the Muslim people know, even though the Buddhist people, they know, there is heaven. They know the Savior. Even though there are many other religions, today is not my time to tell you about religions. They believe the Messiah is coming soon. They do believe that. That they still wait for the Messiah to come soon. Now, how can you go to heaven without knowing the man who will take you there? Amen? You have to know someone who will take you over there. That's why Jesus, I am the way. I'm coming back to take you wherever I go. You can't go to heaven by yourself. You have to go through me. Without me, how can you go up there? Because Jesus, I am the way. I'm telling you the truth. I'm coming soon. My friend, I'm looking to see my loved one, my son, and your loved one that passed away. They too will see God. They too will see Jesus when he comes back. Now keep your hope. There is a resurrection. Don't be fooled. Don't let someone tell you there is no resurrection. That's not what the Bible says. We have been reading how many Bible texts now? It's all talking about the soon return of Jesus. This is real. This is fact. This is the fact, the truth from the Bible. We are anyone who is a Seventh-day Adventist minister, they don't speak about themselves. They speak what God has impressed their heart, what God has given their light. There's one person, she was young and not respectable as man thinking, human mentality, but she became one of the greatest people. Her name is Ellen G. White. When I read her book, I understood what she was talking about. My dear friend, my last one is Titus chapter 3, chapter 2, verse 13 says, looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is the scripture reading for this morning, James chapter 5, verse 7. My friend, we are waiting for that time, the time that you and I will be together with God. Even though your loved one passed away, they died already, they too will see you. You too will see them when he comes back. My friend, don't lose your hope. I know you go through pain. I know Satan is trying to keep people far from God. I know when you come to church, you might hear someone or people might hurt your feeling, but don't worry. When people hurt your feeling, they don't hurt your physical body. Satan is everywhere. The devil is trying to destroy your life. The devil is trying to take your life away from you. He doesn't want you to have that eternal life. Your eternal life, your crown. He wants to take your crown. My friend, if your faith is not strong today, if your faith is not strong, if you don't stand for what is right, if we don't stand for what is truth, we will never make it into the kingdom of God. My friend, Jesus comes soon. It doesn't matter what problem you are facing today. Don't worry. God will come soon. If you don't know what to say, you don't know how to pray, just say, Lord, please help me. That's it. You don't have to pray for 10 hours, 5 minutes. Just that 5 seconds is good enough. If you don't know what to say, when you need God the most, whether you're standing or walking, oh Lord, please help me. Be there when I need you. Today, you and I, we have to make our mind stand firm. Be firm. Father God, thank you, Lord, for the message. Thank you for the promise that you've given us that you will come soon. Help us, God, to be ready for your soon return. In Jesus' name, amen.